Hello and welcome to our TXF podcast on sustainability and trade. I'm Catherine Morton, Head of Trade, Treasury and Risk at TXF, and I'm joined today by two Donnas. So I've got Donna Laviolette, who is Senior Manager Global Sustainability at Xylem Inc. in New York. Xylem's a water technology company. And by Donna McNamara, who's Director, Working Capital Finance, Treasury and Trade Solutions at Citi, on trade finance and ESG. And we're going to talk about sustainability and trade in practice. So sustainable finance is becoming a requirement for trade. Can you tell me a little bit about Xylem's journey to improving ESG, environment, social and governance in recent years? And to what extent, Donna at Xylem, do you think that corporates are leading or following their banks in this?
It's a pleasure to be here today. I think, you know, Xylem has an advantage because given the business we're in, water, sustainability comes naturally to us and our customers. And so it's inherent in what we do every single day. So when we developed our sustainability strategy, we actually did so around three areas. The first one is building a sustainable company. I'm working to make meaningful impact on our communities and, more importantly, helping our customers achieve their sustainability challenges. So we look at sustainability very holistically. We actually report out, we'll get probably into this further on into the conversation, but really work with our investment teams. Sustainability is really integrated into the company. So it just seemed very right for us to start working with bankers on sustainable finance.
So Donna at Citi, does this chime with your experience then? And what sort of sectors and supply chains and geographies are being most responsive?
Yeah, so thank you. I echo Donna's comments. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Yes, exactly. I think, you know, what Donna is doing with Xylem, we're seeing across our client base as we see a move from the corporate client base to look at what their scope three and supply chain is and their suppliers, and looking at that scope three through a sustainability lens.
Greenhouse Gas Protocol defines scope three emissions as all indirect emissions that occur in the value chain of the reporting company, including both upstream and downstream.
So we've seen a lot of movement and focus on that over the past 18 months, and this year in particular, a tremendous amount of increase in activity on conversations with clients across all sectors in supply chain, but wanting to look at how do they protect their supply chain from reputational risk through the scope three lens. And the sustainable conversation has come up more and more, and it goes across from environmental to the social elements of ESG. We're seeing a lot of focus on diversity and inclusion, which is always a good thing. And then the environmental, the sectors of deforestation and GHG emissions, they're very prevalent in our conversations across the organization, much like when we first started looking at supply chain as what was probably a concept about 17 years ago and now has become a full product. So yes, I would totally agree with Donna. We're seeing it in full force across our client base.
Yeah, and I'd like to add something to what Donna just said, is that when we looked at our sustainability framework and our 2025 goals, we looked in-house at Xylem and realized that we really have a pretty good handle on our footprint, whether it be water, greenhouse gases, a whole host of other operational and also social issues. So we decided, a few years ago to start looking elsewhere, and that's actually in our supply chain, getting better clarity on our scope three. Within the last couple of years, we've engaged our supply chain in ways that we've never done before. We're doing assessments with them. Actually, just this year, we're requiring our suppliers to report out under CDP, both climate change and water security. But we're also there for our suppliers. So we actually meet our suppliers where they are in their sustainability journey. So we're working hand in hand in a partnership with them not only to help them improve their sustainability performance, but actually to help our scope three also. So it's been a wonderful partnership over the last few years.
That's interesting. I mean, I note that you're been named to Barron's 100 most sustainable companies list. Does that give you a sort of an advantage being a water company in the first instance, just out of curiosity in terms of the journey you're describing?
Well, we actually do like a lot of the accolades we get, whether it be Barron's or Just Capital, a few other ones. But, you know, we really concentrate on some of the big ESG raters, like the Sustainalytics, the ISS, the MSCIs of the world. Like I said, as much as we like the accolades, those aren't what drives us. I think when you report out to the more institutional ESG raters, a lot of those publications use that information because it's publicly available and to make their judgments and give us a good rating. So yes, it is important. I think it's good to have on your in your sustainability report and all, but we're really driven by doing the right thing, becoming very transparent, getting more granular about how we report out. And if you do the hard work and you do the good work, especially about the transparency, I think those accolades follow.
Donna at Citi, maybe you can sort of highlight some instances where you've met with success in ESG improvement in trade with the corporates you're working with.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, again, Donna's comments on meeting suppliers where they are, we took very much the same approach on our client base. We want to meet them where they are in their sustainability journey. And that means different things to different companies. While we're seeing a lot of interest across our client base, the sectors that we're seeing the most is kind of the consumer and industrials. And looking at TMT coming up the pike, if you will, on more on the diversity and inclusion. So, when we look at where our client is, and we do our analysis internally, and we present, a framework for sustainable supply chain finance. It's with the thinking of, okay, either, you're reporting already, either you have a robust supplier monitoring program in-house already, or you don't have any of those things and you want to start your journey of looking at your supplier base and getting those suppliers up to the same standards to which you have been accustomed to in your sustainable kind of offering from a corporate perspective.
I mean, Donna, Xylem touched on this a little bit earlier, which is about sort of measuring and transparency. I mean, how can you tell what's working and what's not, and how do you measure and audit progress and success, not just in the US but globally?
Well, we report out our metrics or our progress towards goals. A lot of those are actually being externally validated by a third party. As we get into things like TCFD, SASB, et cetera, again, the rigor has to even more. So, we're talking with different types of firms to actually even bring a higher validation of certification. We actually have a partnership with MIT at the moment that is helping us ensure that when we have a 2025 goal and we say we're going to meet this goal by 2025, that we have actually using the right methodologies, a way of calculating that information, or those metrics. So again, we have different partnerships. Again, it is about transparency. So when we say methodology, we actually go back to, say, for instance, the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, or maybe an ISO standard. And so we're doing those validation studies. Again, the different functional areas have to report out on a quarterly basis on how they're progressing towards goals. And I think what's interesting to do it that way is if they're having problems or need some special assistance, we're there to help them. We don't wait till the end of the year to report out on goals. We kind of have a rolling metric going on, so we know where the progress is, where we're succeeding and where we might need some extra help. So it's just, again, that's the transparency. I think another thing about transparency is when we don't meet a goal, when we're either reporting out to our sustainability report or maybe to an ESG rater, we're honest. We're transparent about the fact we did not meet this goal. But what we don't do is just stop there. We actually look at that goal, figure out what went wrong, how we can back on track. But for the most part, Xylem actually makes the goal a little bit more stringent going forward. So again, transparency doesn't mean that you meet your goals every single time. It's about what are you going to do about that and how are you going to recoup and, you know, again, achieve an even larger goal in the future.
You both mentioned meeting clients where they are, which I think is a great phrase. As my last question, where are you going to be meeting your clients next? What are the next hurdles to overcome? Where next for sustainability and ESG in trade? Maybe Donna at Citi, perhaps you've got some thoughts on that.
Yes, so I do. You know, we mentioned supply chain a lot in this conversation because for very good reason. It is the most relevant product, right? When we're looking at where we are with the clients right now and the conversation on sustainability. We mentioned scope 3 at the beginning of the conversation and how that has really driven the agenda, if you will, for sustainability over the last 18 months and the focus of our clients and banks alike on, you know, how to protect the supply chain and the scope 3. So with that said, I think supply chain and that kind of working capital incentivizing suppliers is only just begun, and there's a lot of work to be done there. And I think we'll be focusing on that for quite some time. But I think there's also areas for where we can make a difference across trade. We're looking at that now from a city perspective, but we're also, it can't be not said, you know, we're very much involved already, embedded in sustainability through our export and agency finance business. And I think that's where we look at, okay, you know, is there something we can leverage there for sustainability and how we go on the next steps. I think that's a very important aspect of how we're looking at a strategy as we move forward. I don't think sustainability is a new topic. I think it's a topic that has a different lens right now. And trade is the product of the hour and is the most relevant for sustainability. But it makes sense, right? Because by definition, you know, global trade and what we do, the development aspects of what we do in trade, just by definition, it's a good partnership, if you will, on bringing in sustainability. How we do it and the mechanics behind that, I don't have all the answers for you now, but I know that's part of our vision.
That's definitely something for us to return to in the future. And Donna at Xylem, does that chime with the next hurdles for you guys to be overcoming in terms of ESG and trade?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Donna hit the nail on the head. Sustainability has always been around. It's just now the last 2 years, folks are starting to realize what it is, whether it's diversity and inclusion, whether it be sustainable finance, whether it be your operations, whether it be training and development and, you know, advancement of, you know, your employees' careers, those are all part of sustainability. So again, as you know, the definition, which I don't think there'll ever be a real true definition, but when people realize how expansive the term sustainability is, and it's just looking at your company in a different light, because everything is part of sustainability. And so once, you know, the different functional areas realize that, they're, you know, jumping right in saying, you know, we all have a part to play. No matter where you are in the company, you have a part to play in the sustainability journey.
Excellent. And on that note, thank you very much indeed, both of you. That was a really interesting conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.